This is episode 1719. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for being here, for showing up for yourself as you get ready to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity. In today's episode, you are going to discover a friendship affirmation. And our theme for this week that we're exploring all week long is friendship, the love between friends. And in yesterday's episode, you discovered how in many cultures, including the culture where I live currently in the United States, that many friendships can be more superficial. And I mentioned to you that in this series, we're going to be focusing on deep intimacy in friendships. So you're going to discover an affirmation where you feel this connection with your friends, and you really only need to have one other person whom you consider to be a friend, where you can reveal your true inner nature, your most vulnerable emotions. You don't need to do this with a big group of friends, just one friend. And so I'd like you to think about that one friend in today's meditation. And I want to share with you a little about how the history of friendship has evolved and changed. So we today often connect with people where there's an emphasis on self-disclosure. And that self-disclosure is a basis for intimacy and trust between you and your friend. Well, in ancient times, especially in ancient Greece and Rome, the qualities that were praised weren't necessarily based on self-disclosure. In fact, people didn't really disclose their innermost vulnerabilities. Friends were praised for qualities such as candor and frankness. And these were considered to be great attributes to a friendship. And as in romantic relationships, we often value qualities in people that we don't necessarily have within ourselves. And so our friends can feel as though they complete us in some way. Well, the ancient world also valued different traits that created a personal bond based more on mutual attractiveness of these qualities. They didn't really emphasize individual traits. They thought of traits that were important to a friendship as being good for all rather than a singular trait that somebody would bring to the friendship. So there was more of a communal connection that was important in friendship rather than a unique individual characteristic that a friend might bring to the relationship. We often, these days, value people who kind of stand out in a certain way, and that can be what the friendship is based on. You might think of this person as being very novel and exciting, and that's why you may even be their friend. They add something to your life that maybe you don't really have within you to pursue. So your friendship that I encourage you to focus on today brings a quality of love to your friendship. Not romantic love, but a love you share, maybe in regard to a value you both have or an interest you both have. But this person will value you no matter what you share. And that is why the affirmation for your friendship series that I encourage you to repeat when you wake up in the morning and when you go to bed at night is, I come from love. You're coming from a place of love when you're sharing with this friend, and your friend is coming from a place of love as well. This love in friendship, this deeper connection, not the superficial photo you took half an hour to edit before you've posted it to your friends on social media, but rather your true inner nature, that vulnerable part of yourself that you share. So think of this as you repeat the affirmation. So I'll lead you through a round of the affirmation and then you take it from there. Make sure that you allow yourself simply to be in the stillness, in these good sensations that you create as you repeat the affirmation. So the affirmation is, I come from love. Out loud, repeat, I come from love. I come from love. Notice how that resonates within you as you focus on your friend. Feel honored to come from a place of love as you connect with your friend. And mentally repeat, I come from love. You are so worth slowing down for.